This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, boy. Remember a few years back, was it the Department of Transportation wanted to lower the legal blood alcohol threshold? And everybody freaked out because that would mean one simple drink from a woman. And, you know, in a woman's case, would make her over the limit. Well, now we have a scientific panel recommending that states do significantly lower their drunk driving thresholds to eliminate the entirely preventable 10,000 annual alcohol-impaired driving deaths each year. 10,000 people die each year from alcohol-related driving deaths. So lowering the blood alcohol level, they believe, will help, and it can. But, I mean, I do like an occasional mojito, and I would hate to think that I got an Uber every time, you know, I decide to have one mojito. The U.S. government commissioned 489-page report by a panel of the National Academy of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine, released Wednesday, throws the weight of the scientific body behind lowering the blood alcohol concentration threshold from 0.08 to 0.05. All states have 0.08 thresholds. Now, a Utah law did pass last year that lowers the state's thresholds to 0.05, but does not go into effect until December 30th. So, the amount of alcohol required to reach 0.05 really kind of depends on several factors. It depends on your size. It depends if you had recently eaten. They say a 150-pound man might be over the limit of that if he had just two beers. Yet, a 120-pound woman would exceed it after a single drink. That's according to the American Beverage Institute. Now, there's no exact way to calculate that. You'd think there would be based on your glomerular filtration rate and your liver metabolism and all that, but we have no idea. You know, and so a woman like me who's not 120 pounds, let's just say that, all right, you would think I could probably down a couple shots without having an issue, but no. No. And the funny thing is certain alcohol goes to your head quicker than others. If you guys have ever had champagne, you get tipsy on champagne a lot quicker than you may having a beer or having a glass of red wine. You know, having a couple sips of red wine doesn't start making you a little loopy, but champagne does. So the next question is, well, which alcohol? You know, if you have a half a glass of champagne and you're feeling loopy, no, you shouldn't drive, even if your blood alcohol limit is fine. So this is where it gets hard, you know, to strategically legislate when you have no idea what the person's drinking, what is in the person's stomach to help absorb some of that alcohol, what their metabolism is like, and what's their liver metabolism like of the alcohol. So the panel recommends that states significantly increase alcohol taxes and make alcohol less conveniently available, including reducing the hours and days alcohol is sold in stores, bars, and restaurants. Research suggests a doubling of alcohol taxes could lead to an 11% reduction in traffic crash deaths, which would be cool. They say how the proposals are likely to draw fierce opposites from the alcohol and restaurant industries. The Beverage Institute took out full-page newspaper ads opposing Utah's new law that featured a fake mugshot. Utah, come for a vacation, leave on probation. Yay! See how funny that is? You see, they're trying to make it. Okay, I thought it was funny. Come for a vacation, leave on probation. All right, so each day, 29 people unfortunately die in alcohol-related crashes every day. 40% of those are killed by a drunk driver. Now, this is where I'm concerned about. This is what I'm concerned about. These are the numbers I want. The woman that had a mojito. What type of accident did she get into? The man that saw a playoff game, had two beers at B-Dubs, let's say, had some chicken wings and vegetables, you know, went home after just having two beers. I want to know those statistics. Now, they lump them all into drunk driving. And you and I would maybe perceive that as, okay, well, somebody in a stupor, not thinking straight, grabbing his keys, and by habit turning the car on and then starting to slip and slide down the road, which some of our stars have done, and, you know, and that unfortunately happens. But what I'd like to know are any of these statistics, people that had an Ambien the night before, people that have a Xanax on board, people that have a Vicodin or painkiller on board, have one drink of alcohol the next day or that day, and they're loopy. They say rural areas are disproportionately affected. In 2015, 48% of drunk driving fatalities occurred in rural areas. From the early 1980s to the early 2000s, there was significant progress as a result of increasing the drinking age to 21, decreases in the blood alcohol threshold and other measures. But since then, progress, they say, has stagnated. I remember that. I remember when the alcohol drinking age changed. It was like 19 or something in my state, and it went up to 21. I remember people were ticked. Now, some people are really excited about the self-driving cars. Because if you have self-driving cars, you aren't going to have somebody drunk behind the wheel. Am I excited about autonomous vehicles with no pedals and no steering mechanisms and, you know, people sitting there trying to push buttons and drunk people getting to the back of one of these things? No, I'm not. I'm not that excited at all. But apparently some people are, and they think that maybe that will also help. So the National Transportation Safety Board back in 2013 had recommended the 0.05 threshold, which we talked about on the show. They say more than 100 countries have adopted the 0.05 threshold. In Europe, they say the share of traffic deaths attributable to drunk driving reduced by more than half within 10 years. So what that does is for the non-drunk, let's say, they stop and think after having one drink. And they may be like, you know what, it's not worth it, I want to drive. So that may decrease their, that's why the American Beverage Association probably isn't too happy about this, because some people may think twice. Or some people may say, wait a second, if really one drink may put me over that level, I'll just then stop at one. Why am I going to have two? So, yes, it would help. Not going to be very popular, but it would help. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce
reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dolly is show 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I guess we are being told that flu deaths are prompting warnings from victims' families as this outbreak continues. And many of these families lost very healthy-looking young children. And, you know, one of my students had said that her daughter has a really bad fever, and she doesn't know if that's, you know, just kind of the fever from the flu or when to worry. And I'm like, if the fever persists and she starts to cough, you got to think pneumonia. Because the number one killer of the flu is pneumonia. We've talked about that on the show a lot. Some of you have called in about the flu. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, hi. This is Mark. I liked your show. I called before. Yeah, I heard the topic about the flu, influenza, and the flu shots. And I'm a pharmacy student. You know, I work in a pharmacy part of the time. And I wanted to discuss that with somebody too before, but I heard a lot of different things about it, and I disagree with some stuff that some people say, but I think a lot of it is being pushed because of the money and maybe the pharmaceutical companies that make the flu shots and things like that. Mm-hmm. But I'm not one of those conspiracy people, but mm-hmm. The flu shot, I think a lot of it is it doesn't work as good as they say. And they push it, even if they say maybe for a while they said 10%, then 30%, and they still push it, well, because they make a lot of money on it, like Walgreens and CVS. It's a high, very high profit margin. So I think that's part of the thing. And a lot of it, when they report it, I wanted to know what you thought about the reporting of it is not mm-hmm. very accurate, because most of the time when they say the deaths, if you look into it, most of it, the people that actually die are from other issues. They have other health issues, underlying health issues like heart or some other health issue that gets worse from getting the flu, maybe, or it's from pneumonia after they have the flu, so mm-hmm. it's not actually the flu that's killing people.
Yep.
Maybe 1% of all the people actually die from the flu, but mm-hmm. I think if when I look into it, most of the reporting is real inaccurate, but I think they do a lot of that on purpose, from my opinion, just to kind of like maybe scare people into getting more flu shots. I don't know. I know there's some cause to think that for some things, and I think that's part of it. But I just wondered what you thought about that.
No, thank you. I wish you were live, because I'd like to talk to you more about it. You, being a pharmacy student, you definitely have a different perspective coming from the pharmacy. You must have been listening at night. So I would love to talk to you live one day about this. But you bring up a good point. You know, the profit margin of flu shots for some is pretty good. I didn't get to benefit from that sort of a profit margin. When you're a small neighborhood doctor and you have to buy flu shots, you're not making, you know, $20 a flu shot. You're not making that kind of money, because you're only really selling the flu shot for $20-$25. And you still have to buy the flu shots. You still have to store them. You still have to buy the syringes. You still have to pay staff. You still have to do documentation. And so for me, not being able to buy huge, huge bulk, I didn't enjoy the profit margin. But it does make a point. Some of these big companies, they may be able to get the flu shot for, you know, $5-$6 a shot, turn around, sell it for $25-$30, and make some money. So it does. It can provide income. I get that. In terms of, like you had said, which I've said on the show many times, it's not so much you die from the flu, but you die from secondary complications. But you do bring up a good point. What are the secondary complications really, really flu-related, or were these secondary complications that these people could have died from anyway? So when you have the flu, you're at higher risk of dying from stroke, dying from heart disease. You're at higher risk of that. And so we're also in the time of year where there's pneumonia. This is when people get pneumonia. It's winter. So, you know, does the flu really predispose you to then dying from pneumonia, whereas if you didn't also have the flu, you would have lived through the pneumonia, or would you have died from the pneumonia anyway? I happen to think that the flu is adding to it. A lot of kids get pneumonia, but because of the flu could add to it, one, by making you very, very susceptible, because your immune system has to battle a very, very nasty bug, the H3N2, if that ends up being the virus strain, and trying to fight off a virus and then get a secondary bacterial infection is a double whammy. Or two, it could be because it's masking. something. So with this young girl that had a strep infection, let me try to see if I can look her up. I think she was 10 years old. Was she the 12-year-old? I think there was a 12-year-old that went into cardiac arrest and died, Alyssa Alcaraz, because she was diagnosed with the flu, sent home, but she didn't have the flu. She actually had a strep infection that went to the blood. Now, did she get this because maybe she did originally get the flu? Or did she just have a luck of the draw, unfortunate luck of the draw, strep infection, but because it's flu season, she got misdiagnosed? So I think we could all agree, and I don't think Mark's a conspiracy theorist, I thought that's why he's very, very, you know, I think right on with some of his points, but I think we could all agree that flu season can be deadly. Whether it's the actual flu, whether it's the secondary infection, or whether it's the bias a medical provider may have, or the masking, flu season sucks. So now, are we being taken, having a flu shot out there that's not that effective? As a board-certified family doctor, I got to tell you, even if a flu shot is 5% effective, as long as nobody's getting any side effect from getting that flu shot, and it's really, really rare to get a side effect, there have been side effects to flu shots, okay? One in a million, maybe even, you know, higher odds than that, or lower odds than that, but if getting the flu shot is safe, and even if the flu shot's only 5% effective, that means, you know, it's going to save 5% of the people. I would still recommend it because any life saved is a plus. But, you know, the pharmaceutical companies are making money. The pharmacists are making money. Medical clinics, hospitals, doctor's offices are making money. But like I said, for us, flu shots weren't a big money maker. You didn't sit there and go, oh man, this is going to be good. We're coming into flu season, so we're going to make more money. No, you may be busier, but you don't make money. The flu shot per se is not going to be a huge boost in income. In fact, they're very time consuming because they pull staff away. Flu season sucks, and medical offices hate flu season. Hospitals hate flu season because you become overworked. All right, you know, there's so many people sick. You see what's happening in California where they have to have tents in the parking lot. So you have an all hands on deck when it comes to staffing, and you're not all hands can come on deck because some of your staff have the flu. So, but the idea of vaccines and pharmaceutical companies and money to be made is a topic that never seems to go away. And it causes a lot of suspicions to rise from the general population when they're being told that the child has to have, you know, Prevnar and rotavirus and the Infarix and the Hib and the polio and the tetanus and the varicella. And, you know, they start to kind of, go, okay, wait a second here. You know, are we being taken? People are very, very nervous about pharmaceutical companies. I'm a huge fan because I would like them to still continue to make vaccines and make medications. And I understand that they do need to have a profit margin and they do need to make money on things. But I don't like the idea that we do have to take a very young infant and inject so many, you know, things into that infant. I'm pro-vaccine. I would really like maybe one vaccine that does it all. But the more times you have to poke a child and get into their, you know, muscle, it does as a mommy, you know, and as a doctor, it makes you a little uneasy. I'd rather they go through that than actually get polio or actually get tetanus or pneumonia or meningitis, so I'm going to recommend it. But, you know, the average mommy out there, or daddy, or grandparent, does get a little queasy by that. Not because they're afraid of needles, but they're like, hey, you know, I got a healthy child I'm injecting. So my worry is, if we continue to have these flu vaccines that aren't as effective, some people say to heck with it, but then we'll have a higher death toll. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the Trump administration is creating protections for religious or moral issues that healthcare workers may have. They say the Trump administration, according to TheHill.com, has created new protections for health workers who have religious or moral objections to certain procedures, such as abortion or assisted suicide. The Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, announced today that it will create a new division under the Office of Civil Rights responsible for investigating complaints filed by workers claiming that their employers have violated their religious rights. The changes represent a huge shift for the Office of Civil Rights, which in the past was primarily focused on enforcing patient safety and privacy concerns. According to the Office of Civil Rights, no one should be forced to choose between helping sick people and living by one's deepest moral and religious convictions. And the new division will help guarantee that victims of unlawful discrimination find justice. We are saying with the launch of this division, we do not need to shed your religious identity, and you do not need to shed your moral convictions to be a part of the public square. So this new division is called the Conscience and Religious Freedom Division. It's going to enforce laws and regulations that protect conscience and prohibit coercion on issues such as abortion and assisted suicide. This is an HHS-funded program, I believe. Workers who say they experience discrimination because they refuse to participate in specific medical procedures, including abortion, or who are coerced, can now file a complaint. So far, they've already had 34 complaints since Trump took office. They say Republican and anti-abortion groups often complain that the Obama administration did not enforce the federal laws that protect health workers and institutions from having to violate their religious or moral beliefs by participating in abortions or other procedures. So the change represents a major win for those, you know, that, you know, do not want to perform abortion. I get that. I get that. Being in medicine, I get that there are some things you don't want to do. And I've told you that, you know, when I was in medical school, there was a track where, I don't know if I would call it a track, but, there was a day where we were supposed to be, offered the opportunity to learn how to perform abortions. And I didn't want to, because that was something I knew I would never do, and I wasn't going to perform abortions. Why waste time learning how to do them? I couldn't watch that. And it turned out nobody signed up for it. Nobody in my class. And I remember one of the professors or one of the administrators goes, guys, isn't somebody coming over here? Somebody's got to come over here. And I turned to a bunch of my classmates who were very vocally pro-choice and said, wait, I thought you guys were pro-choice. I thought you guys would love to, you know, go and watch and learn how to do this. Yeah, I wasn't doing it to be, you know, rude. I was like, you know, very honestly, I was like, you guys are pro-choice. I thought this is something you guys would really be into. And like, well, no, I'm still killing a baby. I'm for choice, but I don't want to see a baby die. And then that's when I learned that pro-choice wasn't anti-life. The pro-choice movement doesn't necessarily mean somebody is anti-life. Yes, you could legislate as such, where then fetal lives are lost, so that's how they're hand in hand. But that was one of the days when I realized politics wasn't as black and white, but more gray, right? Where you have a lot of people that may be pro-choice and may vote as such and want to protect a woman's right to choose, but do they really feel it's a life? Yeah, they do. And so, you know, in the medical community, you don't have as many people as you would think, you know, even if they vote liberal, really wanting to perform some of those procedures. And so it kind of enlightened me. Now, I guess the ACLU announced they are going to take legal action. Denying patients health care is not liberty. Apparently, Senator Patty Murray, Democrat from Washington, ranking member of the Senate Health Committee, said, I am deeply troubled by reports of the unconscionable approach being considered by President Trump's administration to use the Civil Rights Office at the Department of Health and Human Services as a tool to restrict access to health care for people who are transgender and women. Oh, boy. She said this would be yet another attempt to let ideology dictate who is able to get the care they need. Any approach that would deny or delay health care to someone and jeopardize their well-being for ideological reasons is unacceptable, she says. We need to work to ensure everyone has access to quality, affordable health care, no matter who they are. So for those of you going, yeah, I found that kind of interesting that the civil rights unit of the HHS was actually going to, protect people's choice in terms of doing something that they feel is morally wrong, that brings up what the Supreme Court is addressing in terms of the bakery that did not want to make a cake that had a same-sex couple on it, and they unfortunately were crucified in the media, this bakery, and the question was, who has the rights? Is it the customer who wants, you know, to have a wedding cake, which, is understandable on their end? Or is it the bakery who doesn't want to be forced to make something that they don't want? Do they have a right to refuse a service that makes them feel uncomfortable? Now, one problem with what's happening between the ACLU and legislators, etc., is if somebody doesn't have a deep religious background, they may not understand our thinking when it comes to, well, we're not supposed to defy the Bible. Now, I'm pro-gay rights. I have family members who are gay. I believe if anybody wants to love somebody, be monogamous with somebody, and be close to them, that's fine, and that's their business, okay? If somebody does not want a body part of theirs and wants to change and be the person that they feel they need to be, male or female, that's fine. That's fine. Do I feel I would be violating the Bible, all right, being a privy or assisting them? No. For me, with my religion, and I can't speak for everybody in my religion, but with, I think we all have individual takes on how we are pious, shall we say, and spiritual. For me, it wouldn't violate anything on my end. However, there are a lot of things in the Bible, right? You know, mixing milk and meat, etc. And I, thou shalt not commit adultery, etc. All right. And these are laws that precede Constitution, precede any of our current laws, that many people really hold very dear to them. And thou shalt not kill is a biggie. It's a biggie in all our Bibles, I believe. And so when somebody sees or hears a fetal heartbeat and sees the movement of something, they are going to feel they are damned to hell if that's what they believe. And it's very hard to tell somebody that, no, that's not going to happen to you, you know, perform the abortion because, you know, we have to provide health care. If you're not religious, you don't understand the fear that brews in somebody when they have to perform something that they don't want to perform. Now, what a lot of medical providers do is they just don't go into those fields. You know, it's very rare to see an OB or an obstetrician or a gynecologist that doesn't prescribe birth control. There are some out there. You know, but you know, the average person that doesn't believe in birth control is probably not going to be a gynecologist, or probably not going to be a urologist who performs vasectomies. So really, medical providers have found a way to practice within their moral confines. But as we become socialized and as government gets involved and as doctors start getting threatened for not prescribing this or taking care of this group of patients or not taking Medicare or et cetera, that's when the government's going to start to mandate doctors do things. And then the question lies is, does a doctor deserve his medical license if he's going to refuse care to somebody based on his moral beliefs? According to the Trump administration, he's allowed to do that. And probably to the Supreme Court, my guess. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I love Kit Kats, one of my favorite chocolates. And we're being told that Nestle is making a pink Kit Kat from Ruby Chocolate. Now, I think I've had pink chocolate at one point in my life, and I don't think I cared for it that much, because I love the real thing so gosh darn much, that why start to change it and possibly alter or molest the flavor, okay? I want an unadulterated piece of chocolate the way I like it. I mean, Nestle chocolate, that is. But I guess Nestle is launching the new flavor called Kit Kat Chocolatory Sublime Ruby. And that's going to be in stores in Japan and South Korea on Friday. And it's going to be online in 9 other territories, including the U.S., U.K., Germany, France, and Switzerland. In Japan, it's going to cost about 400 yen, the new Kit Kat, which is roughly equal to about $3.60. It's kind of an expensive chocolate bar, $3.60, especially when you can go to, like, A&PM and get a, you know, Kit Kat for, like, $1, maybe $1.50. But still, nonetheless, some people really want to try Ruby Chocolate. Now, Ruby Chocolate was unveiled in September by Swiss chocolatier Barry Callebaut and is made using special, quote, Ruby cocoa beans. I'm looking at them. They're twice the size of a Kit Kat. I mean, I should say they're probably maybe 8 times, or, I don't know, 10 times the volume. But in terms of the length, they're twice the length of a Kit Kat. And they look like fruit, if you ask me. But anyway, Nestle says it offers a new taste experience, a kind of berry flavor made from the all-natural ruby cocoa bean with a characteristic pink hue. Sublime Ruby is the work of a top Japanese pastry chef, Yasumasa Takagi, who has developed dozens of varieties of Kit Kats in the past. Japan, they say, is a natural choice to launch the groundbreaking new chocolate, given the craze for flavored Kit Kats ever since a green tea variety was introduced. A green tea Kit Kat? Did that ever make it to the shelves? Did anybody even want that? Okay, that doesn't make any sense to me. I don't think I would want green tea. I mean, if you drink tea or you have chocolate, that's basically your two options. Don't try to mix the two. So, the country, I guess they say Japan is a natural choice to launch, right? Okay, and the country now has 300 different Kit Kat flavors. They have a wasabi Kit Kat, a cherry blossom Kit Kat, and even Kit Kat sushi. So, I guess it's called Kito Kato, which translates to surely win. And I love the wafer style of that chocolate. I got to tell you, one of my favorite Kit Kats is the dark chocolate Kit Kat. Have you guys ever had that? Oh, my gosh. Like, very, very yummy. So I'm pretty happy. Okay, let me see. Yeah, we do have to talk about the chocolate shortage. They say the world's chocolate supply could melt into a shortage within a few decades. And the maker of M&M's, Snickers, and Twix hopes that scientists can save our sweetest invention. Rising temperatures from climate change are threatening to shrink the slim strip of rainforest around the equator where cocoa trees used to make chocolate thrive. This is according to USA Today and according to a 2016 review from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And the two West African nations that produce over half of the world's chocolate, Ghana and Ivory Coast, would feel the heat, they say. They say by 2050, rising temperatures will push the suitable cocoa cultivation areas uphill, doubling the altitude needed for prime cocoa production in the two nations, like Ghana. Moving cocoa farming to higher ground could mean disrupting natural habitats and protected reserves. Now, we talked about this a while back, so candy maker Mars has pledged $1 billion towards sustainability efforts aimed at saving chocolate. You can't just move chocolate farms because that land that chocolate farms may want to move to has to grow other crops. Where do they go? And it's kind of expensive to do, and you have to purchase the land. So cocoa makers, you know, all having the money and all having the time and all having the ability to do that, not good. Now, by 2050, we do have some time. Being 2018, we got 32 years to figure this out. So good. And if Mars is giving $1 billion, all right, then I think we could come up with something. Why not have these enclosed greenhouse type things, right? Why not have You know, I mean, we have crops that get bit by pests and all that. If we have such an important crop, and I would say chocolate probably tops the list, right? Would y'all agree? We have such an important, crucial crop. Why don't we have that in a protected arena? If the Viking Stadium can now be climate control and closed to the outside cold, imagine how much cocoa we could make we could build a stadium. Anyway, Mars Corporation is going to recruit University of California researchers to develop a sturdier cocoa plant that will not wilt in drier climates. And we talked about CRISPR, where scientists will mess around with the DNA strands to potentially alter the genetic material to make them more sturdy. Some people are very, very concerned about the ethics behind that when you start to tinker with the DNA. Should we allow, nature to take its course? Usually I would say yes, because I don't like the idea of cloning people and that kind of stuff. But we're being told that Mars is cautioning us that consumer demand for cocoa is going to exceed supply by 2020. And so we will, in 24 months, start seeing a cocoa deficit and possibly huge rises in cost for chocolate. The International Cocoa Organization says such doomsday predictions are overblown, but no, I mean, we are talking Armageddon here if their chocolate starts to get expensive. I mean, imagine if you want a candy bar and it's not $1.50 anymore, but it's going to be $4 or $5. Are you going to split it with your kids? How many of you go to a movie theater and actually buy the chocolate bar at a movie theater? It's already $4 or $5. And when you do that, you call yourself an idiot. I can't be calling myself an idiot all the time just because I go to Walmart and spending the same money. So, is the climate changing? Is it because of you and I and the meat we eat and our farts and our cars and all that? I don't know why parts of the earth are warming up. And I don't know why we have weird winters. And I don't know why we have climate change. Okay? Because what I do know is the earth is kind of big. And so I don't think what I'm doing in Las Vegas, Nevada, is actually affecting the whole global climate, like the Amazon rainforest and all that. But I got to tell you guys something. If you tell me that, and you prove to me that my eating a hamburger and farting is causing global warming, and it is going to be the reason why I won't be able to get cheap chocolate later, I'll hold in all my farts. I mean, I'll be a believer. I may not stop eating red meat. I mean, if I don't have chocolate, I'm going to definitely still want to eat red meat. But I will definitely hold in my farts. And I may spend the $40,000-$50,000 having a car that runs on electricity. Which, by the way, how is that working out for you guys? I don't have a lot of friends that have one of those because most of my friends don't have money. But how is that where you plug in your car and you have to panic, just like with your cell phone, that you're going to run out of power, and you have to sit and charge? How is that going? I don't like the idea of a charging car, because I've seen The Walking Dead. When there's no power, at least these people could run around in a car. But if your car's electric, that's a problem. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.